You ought to walk out of this place and no more devil. No more of this. No more. You're not going to torture me. I just heard the word said don't give you no play. So you better get the hopping, sucker. You better get the hopping and you better get the running. Because I will not give you any place in me. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God lives on the inside of my spirit. And my body belongs to the Lord, not you. Hallelujah. So body, get the new, get the new, get the new, get the new, get the new. You live while I'm in here. Get the new. Get the new. I'm obeying God. You get the news. I ask you for your permission. I'm telling you. Pray when you pray when I tell you to pray. You stay as long as I say stay. Don't be trying to tell me to pray 5 minutes and get up. You tired. Hallelujah. And you listen. And you eat only what I tell you. Eat and stop when I tell you to stop. But you ain't going to keep on this governing stuff now. Getting big as the side of a house. No, I'm not doing that. That didn't cost you anything. Praise God. Why? Because we are the righteousness of God. And somebody, closing, somebody got to grow up. Because there are others still babies. They don't know how to do it. If everybody stay a baby, everybody sit around and drink milk. And they're fighting over the cups. That's my cup. You got my cup. And you know I'm telling the truth. I'm looking for people that I can preach some maturity to. And they won't get all bent out of shape. Because sometimes you wonder, so can I preach that to them? Will it choke them and strangle them? They throw it all up on you? And boy, we had a lot of it around here. Huh? You know, I know you throwed it up because you didn't show up. You told me you're with me when you started. Now you can't find you. You done backed off. Something happened to you. You done found another buddy. But at first, I couldn't move without you. Something happened. So you throwed up what I gave you. Amen. So why do you support? Something changed you. Y'all don't show up too good on Wednesday night. Something changed you. Maybe I'm going to check myself. Maybe my preaching got me. Hello? Hello? I know everybody ain't busy on Wednesday night. You wasn't in the past years. Why is you growing in the Lord now you get too busy to be with him? I know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But somebody got to grow up. I can't do this by myself. That's why you're here. We're here to do it together. And the quicker we learn that, the better it is for all of us. Because it's going to bless your life. Everything God got is good. I said everything God got for you is good. And when trouble comes, it ain't his fault that it overwhelms you. Trouble coming, because he said it's going to come. But it overwhelms you, it ain't his fault. It's not his fault. Let me give you this scripture. And let you chew on it, and I'll work on it next week. Hebrew chapter 5. I already got it. Let's start at verse 11. I think I can get, and then we'll work on it next week. Verse 11. Are you ready? Are you ready? All right. It says in the King James says, I'll do verse 10. So call of God and high priest after order Melchizedek. Okay? Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. Sometimes I don't say anything, but sometimes y'all make my preaching hard because it's hard for me to say it. Y'all may be looking at me, but I'm telling you now, it's hard to be uttered because you get up and you walk out, you do this, you do that, you don't give God any respect or reverence. I know some of you have stuff you got to deal with, but most of you just mean, disrespectful. Don't chop me down when I get to preaching good. You just want to be rebellious. And it's going to get you in trouble if I don't tell you. And the Lord told me to tell you. So he said what? Some of you, now notice what he said, and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. That's one of the worst things you can do, get to where you're dull of hearing. It gets you in trouble. And sometimes it costs your life. And so I'm trying to get it over to you so you don't leave here early. I want you to stay around. Hello? He said, when the time you what? Ought to be teachers, you haven't been here long enough, you ought to be teaching others. Huh? You have need that one teaches you again, which is the first principle of the articles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not what? Strong meat. For everyone that is everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word. So you go out of here because you're unskillful. He said, I'm righteous God. I know where I'm this, this, and that. You see, you're talking against the word. I know what I feel. That's your problem. You're a baby. You want a ball. You want somebody to pacify you. You got to grow up. Hello? So you're what? Unskillful in the word of righteousness. For you obeyed. I'm going to read that 13th verse from the New Living. Not New Living, NIV. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, and is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. Now notice, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. They'll go out and argue. But that is about as plain as you can get it. That's the reason why people can't receive that they are the righteousness of God and stand up and do something. Because they still on milk. And you know a baby, anything you do against him, he'll start whining. Take the pacifier from him, they'll cry. Take the ball, they'll... And we need to grow up because there's much to be done. God did not tell us that we just have to live on a low scale, a low plane. He said he'd given us abundant life. And we need to understand why he said that, because if we don't learn how to walk in this, many others will die and go to hell because we didn't answer the call. We got to answer the call. Hello?